This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Montana Republican Party has censured 9 GOP state senators and says the party no longer considers them Republicans. Members of the 9 said they back a conservative agenda and answer to Montanans, not exclusively the GOP. The 9 senators say that they hold firm to the conservative mantle and the party should not insert itself into legislative business. In a press release sent April 4th, the Montana Republican Party's executive committee announced that it had censured the 9 senators for their, quote, repeated alignment with Senate Democrats, unquote, this legislative session, and for undermining Republican priorities and leadership. The censure calls out the 9's, quote, alliance with Senate Democrats as a coordinated scheme, unquote, to undermine GOP leadership, including alleging ethical violations by Senate President Matt Regeer, charges for which the Department of Justice, the Senate Ethics Committee, and the Senate Rules Committee are investigating. The Montana Republican Party leadership unanimously voted for the censure of the 9 senators, to the surprise of at least 4 of the 9. Senator Russ Temple, Republican from Chester, said, "I'm dumbfounded. I've been a Republican longer than state GOP Executive Director Tyler Newcomb's been alive." The division between Senate Republicans began at the start of the 69th legislature when the 9, Kazmaier, Temple, Jason Ellsworth, Wendy McCamey, Gail Lammers, Butch Gillespie, Greg Hunter, Denley Logie, and Shelley Vance, joined all Democrats to change the chamber's rules and restore members to committees, going against GOP leadership, which had stripped some Republican senators of committee assignments. That coalition of 18 Democrats and 9 moderate Republican senators, in essence a working majority, has repeatedly flexed its muscles over the last 3 months to pass big pieces of legislation, change committees, and at times effectively run the Senate floor, as well as block attempts to expel one of their members, Ellsworth, for ethics violations. Ellsworth has since been censured by the Senate. Kazmaier told the Republican Party leaders that he is a conservative who supports the agenda of Republican President Donald Trump. Republican State Senator Josh Kazmaier of Fort Benton said his responsibility is to the people of Montana, not party bosses like you. Kazmaier also accused Senate President Matt Regeer, Republican of Kalispell, of playing political games to undermine Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte's agenda. Kazmaier wrote the Republican Party leaders that his strong conservative values helped him defeat state GOP vice chairperson Lola Sheldon Galloway in last year's primary election. Kazmaier also presents himself as a fiscal conservative and alleges that state Senate President Matt Regeer is working with Democrats in the House and is a true liberal, spending taxpayer money on things like lawyers and new office furniture. Kazmaier wrote, "A real conservative would never dream of spending money like President Regeer. When it comes to spending taxpayer money, President Regeer is not a leader I follow." Previously, the state GOP executive committee issued a statement strongly rebuking the senators, but escalated its displeasure and censured the 9 elected officials. The executive board also voted to withhold any political funding for the 9 in future elections and said the 9 should not be considered to speak for the party. Republican Senator Greg Hunter, however, said his duty is to his constituents. Hunter said, "The GOP Central Committee didn't elect me. I don't know what they're using as a litmus test or not, but if you look at the Montana conservative scorecard, I'm more conservative than most Republicans." Senator Wendy McCamey, Republican of Great Falls, said she's as Republican as they come, and the state GOP was mischaracterizing the senator's actions. McCamey said, "We aren't voting with the Democrats. The Democrats are voting with us. We're doing the kinds of things good Republicans do." McCamey also said she was recently notified that she is receiving an award from the Republican National Committee for her conservatism. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.